either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Muhammadur rasulullah. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, for the past few sessions now, we have been covering the names and titles given to our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it a point. He was very meticulous in certain manners, and for him the right name was very, very important. And so that is why very frequently at any time, if he felt that perhaps the name gave the wrong message or the wrong meaning, then he would immediately change the name. And so the beautiful names are, of course, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Asma'ul Husna, and then the names of the prophets, the names of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and all of these very, very beautiful names. Maulana Ahmad Ludhianvi was delivering a bayan, and he speaks of an incident that occurred in Pakistan. And this city, alhamdulillah, I have visited in Punjab. It is an area that is called Jung. How many of you are familiar with Jung in Pakistan? Anybody here? None of you? Dr. Sabji? Mafu Sab? No? Okay. So Jung is a city in which you've had great scholars, but the makeup of this city is such that to enter that city, there is one gate. Just like Ahmedabad. I'm sure you know of Ahmedabad, and there are many gates of Ahmedabad. And so, if you have seen Ahmedabad also, back in the days, you had different entries and different gates where you could enter Ahmedabad. So Jung had this one gate, and a famous gate, so people, if they went through this gate, then they would enter into this city of Jung, this area of Jung. And one of the students, what he did is that he got on the top of the gate, and out of love he wrote Babe Umar. What did he write? Babe Umar. And so Babe Umar means the gate of Umar ibn al-Khattab. The gate of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Nothing wrong with that. So in a very nice, beautiful way, he wrote in calligraphy Babe Umar. After a few months, what had happened is that in that part of the world, you've also got a lot of Shias that are there. So in the month of Muharram, of course, they want to cry and do all sorts, beat themselves up. So what they do is that they were walking, they had to do a march. And the march was in such a way that they had to enter through this gate of Babe Umar. Now, they refused that we will not enter from Babe Omar. You understand what I'm saying? So there is a march, and the march is in such a way, the route that they have to take is that for them to go into Jung, they have to go into Babe Omar. As in that gate. So what happened is that this group, huge group, many in numbers, they came along. And it's very important for people to understand also the background of organizations and how these groups came into existence. So they stopped at this gate and they said that we will not go through this gate until this name is effaced or covered. So they made an official complaint to the council, sort of, whatever it may be at that, in that area. So most of them were Sunni Muslims and they said, look, we don't see anything wrong with this. You know, a lot of people write a lot of things. If you've seen Pakistan, you know, all the roads and people will write all sorts of things. And so, Babe Omar, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong. In fact, it's something for us to be proud of. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anka gate. You know, nice. So they refuse. They say, we are not going to do nothing. So now what happened is that the youth from amongst the Shias, they started throwing litter and slippers, and some of them got on top and they started spitting and they took shoes and they started smacking that part of the gate where Umar radiallahu ta'ala's name was. When one very young Sunni boy saw this, out of love for this name, because we've been talking about names, out of love for the name of Umar, so he stood up and as they were throwing all the filth, slippers and shoes and whatever they could pick up, so he was covering the name of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an with his hand in this manner. So nothing should touch the name of the great Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And for some of the people, this might be a very small matter. It's a small matter because we don't have that love for the companions. You see, aaj agar meri gari, aapki gari brand new, showroom se aap lekar aaye, and if there is a scratch, you won't sleep. Because you value your beautiful car. You value your beautiful. And these were people, subhanAllah. And the one thing I've seen in the Pakistani community, though I'm not as such a Pakistani, so in case somebody says, you know, what am I talking about here? Tribalism. No, I'm not talking about tribalism. You know, there are certain things that you've got to give certain people. And you take your hat out for them. These are people who will give their life for Allah and His Rasul. These are people who will give their life for Allah and His Rasul. They fear no one. MashaAllah. That is a khubi that is inside them. Some very incredible feature of these people. No matter what. But this is in them. And this young lad, young boy, Sunni boy was covering and he says, how dare you do this? When they saw this, a man from amongst the Shia, he took out a gun and he shot that young boy. What did he do? So that young boy fell from the top part of the gate down. And you know, in Pakistan, you know, it's quite common to have guns also, so it's not a big issue. You'll see a lot of the scholars also when they walk in Pakistan, they'll have their own bodyguards, because that's what they need. So for them even to come out from the house to go to the masjid, they have to have about 10 to 15 bodyguards with them. That is how it is, unfortunately, there. Because these are people who speak the truth. What are they? Who will speak the truth. Whatever happens. When this one boy fell from the top, he died and he became shaheed. Another young boy, student, went on top. kitna iman hoga. Another young boy went up and looking at them, just like the Palestinians, you know, looking at the enemies in front of them. Hey, what you're going to do, huh? What you're going to do? Shoot? Go on, shoot. And sometimes they shoot. Have we not seen people, journalists, bichari, that lady who was killed, bichari. Non-Muslims have been killed. So iman is something else. We can't perceive that. So he got on top and he says, yeah, what are you going to do? I'm covering the name of the great Hazrat Umar Farooq. So the same chap, he had a gun again, shot him. He from the top fell down. And this is not a, you know, something that is just a story from hearsay. This is authentic. And Maulana Ahmad Ludhianvi, I can even give you his lecture that he is giving in an interview. And so the second boy came down. Then a third boy went on top. These are young youth. And he covered the name. They shot him. The fourth one went on top. They shot him. The fifth friend went on top and they shot him. Five shuhada janaza on the ground. How many?
Five.
Now obviously this was an uproar in the community majority. In Jung you had a lot of Shias that were there also. So in Jung there is one young scholar who is Farig from Khairul Madaris, whose name is Haq Nawaz. Maulana Haq Nawaz Jungwi. Alhamdulillah, I only went to Pakistan to make salam to him on his grave. And I am in the house of Allah. The fragrance that was coming out from that grave is something that you can't even describe. Personally, I have never seen any scholar like Maulana Haq Nawaz Jungwi. One of the greatest scholars. Even Sheikh al-Hadith and all of these people would say at a young age what Allah took khidmat of Maulana Haq Nawaz, no other scholar has done that. So Maulana Haq Nawaz, when he saw this, that Hamare Basti ke five nawjawan, you know, five of our boys have become shaheed. So he went on and he started studying and doing his research about Shiism. And within 1 week, mashallah, day and night sitting, going through every kitab possible. So he gathered the youth in Jung and he got them in the masjid. And he said that I want to have an organization and I am going to call it Anjumane-Sipah-e-Sahaba. Anjumane-Sipah-e. Sipah-e-Sahaba means the defenders of the companions. What is it? The defenders of the companions, because at that time there were books that were coming from Iran into Pakistan in which there was abusive language of Sahaba. And so Maulana Haq Nawaz Jungwi was the man who organized this movement in Pakistan to create an awareness that how our youth, the Sunni Muslims, should love Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. And that is why I am saying it to the youth that are here, that it is part of Iman to love Sahaba. If we don't have love for Sahaba, then there is no Iman. Then there is no Iman. So, subhanallah, this young group of five became shaheed, just protecting the name of Hazrat Umar. Radiallahu ta'ala. And imagine the love they must have had for Sahaba. The love they must have had for Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we love Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmain. Today if we are Muslims, it is the jaddu jihad and the hard work of Sahaba. What is it? The hard work of Sahaba going into different parts of the world to actually invite people towards Iman. And so going back to the topic, I just thought that maybe this will be something that will interest you of the Qurbani that people have done when it came to even showing love and protecting names which is something so important that we will not tolerate any filth to come upon the name of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What a great man he is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very fond of keeping names and naming everything that was around him. So for an example, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had camels. What did he have? Camels. And so even the camels were named. The famous camel is Qaswa. Which one? Qaswa. Then Azba, Jad'a, and Shahba. Qaswa, Azba, Jad'a, and Shahba. And all of these camels were Ashik-e Rasul. Ajib. Kaash ke, you know, if we could even become these animals to show the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shahba loved Huzur alayhi salam so much, this camel, that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away and it witnessed the janaza of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened is that it stopped eating and drinking. It stopped eating and drinking. As if it is going on a hunger strike. As if it is going on a hunger strike. And it became so weak, this camel, Shahba, that the firaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Nabi is no longer here, it actually passed away very, very quickly after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the flag of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been named as Iqab. The flag is named as Iqab. There were many animals. He rode the mules. The mules of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were given name Duldul and Fiza. The mules of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it? Duldul and Fiza. And he rode two donkeys. Allah's Nabi's simplicity. Allahu Akbar. He even sat on a donkey. And these two donkeys, one is Ufair and one is Ya'fur. One is Ufair and Ya'fur. And I looked up at all of this, because I don't want anybody to sit here. Apparently last week somebody was sitting in that corner, and he took offense when I said to him that don't look at your mobile phone. But do you remember how I said it in such a polite way? Huh? Are you all my witness to that? So after Bayan, he came to me. He said to me, do you know what I was looking at? I said, I don't care. Whatever you were looking at. But it is against the adab that when you come, if you are in a classroom, the teacher is teaching, you're not on your mobile phone. If you're sitting in front of your parents, you should have adab, not on your mobile phone. So he said, no, the lecture you are giving, I've never heard this before. So I'm checking it out if whatever you are saying is the truth. MashaAllah. This is the kind of time when the world we are living in, right? So I said to him, brother, you're messing with a different Maulana here. If you keep the phone on 10 times, I will tell you 10 times, and I will not tolerate and tell you to get out of the mosque. Masjid ka imam main hoon. Aur mujhe pata hai adab kya hai. Samjhe? So what is this? Tomorrow if all of you people decide to come with a mobile phone. All of you come with a mobile phone. Ye koi baat hui? Is this the world we live in? All of you come with a mobile phone. Then why do you sit for the bayan? Subhanallah. People have the audacity. People have the takabbur. You know. And imagine, I said, you know, when a doctor prescribes you a medication, do you argue with him? Oh, I want to find out, making sure the medicine you give me, is it 100% right? Wahan to do haath se muft mein dawa le lenge. You take the medication. You don't argue with a doctor. When a mechanic is going to change a part in your car, do you go and open books and do your research? Oh, let me look at this photo. What part did you put? And let me inquire, is this the right part? Wahan to paise jeb se nikal kar de denge. Bharosa nahi hai, to sirf maulvi par bharosa nahi hai. To aate ki ho? If you don't have any kind of reliance, then why do you listen to my bayan? Don't even listen to my bayan. Go home, go away. Nikal jao. Don't listen to the bayan. I don't even need to give any proof of where I am quoting from. Because it is my responsibility what I am talking about. I don't even need to give you any kind of evidence that where I have taken this reference from. I don't have to. If I do it, it is from myself. I don't have to. Nobody tells you have to do this. Kamal ki baat hai bhai. Ajeeb dunya mein le rahe. Subhanallah. And so, he rode on two donkeys. One is Ufair and Ya'fur. Ufair and Ya'fur. Now Ya'fur, subhanallah, is another ashik of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who was madly in love with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who am I talking about? A donkey. So during the battle of Khaybar, when the spoils of war were being distributed. So amongst the spoils of war, you had horses, camels, donkeys, and that they were also being distributed. So this Ya'fur broke away from a lot of the horses and camels that were there, and it came in front of Huzur alayhi salam, and it put the head down. Allahu Akbar. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was touching it. And so then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ya'fur is telling me that, oh my Nabi, I am the last from my ancestry. What did he say? I am the last from my ancestry. And oh Nabi of Allah, you are the last from all the prophets. That is the connection I have with you. Please take me. Please take me. What is a donkey saying to Huzur alayhi salam? Allahu Akbar. What a Nabi. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got him close and said, Ya'fur is mine. Ya'fur is, Sahaba understood, because Ya'fur broke away and Ya'fur came. Now what would Ya'fur do? Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had khuddams, khadims that would go. If perchance there was nobody around and Huzur alayhi salam needed somebody to come, then Huzur alayhi salam would say to Ya'fur, Ya'fur, go and call Abu Bakr. Ya'fur, go and call Umar. Ya'fur, go and call Uthman Ali. Go call Hassan. So Ya'fur would go and he would knock on the door. And he would put the head and he would make noise. And when they would see Ya'fur, they say, oh, Ya'fur. And they would quickly run to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And they knew that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling them. Again, Ya'fur, Ashik-e Rasul. What is he? Ashik-e Rasul. Allah give us ishq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, again Ya'fur, it became so difficult for him even to function that he fell in a well and he passed away. The demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so difficult for him to take. And this is historical facts. These are things that have been written and documented that this is what had happened. Because the Arabs knew of also the animals. They would memorize even their lineage. And then of course, from the other camels, there was one camel that was named Azba. One camel that was named. Now Azba was a very fast camel. Very fast. So whenever the Arabs would race, Sahaba was so happy. If the camel of Huzur alayhi salam, Azba, was there, it had such speed that it would always be number one. Azba. Always beat everyone. Until one day a Bedouin came from the outskirts with another camel. And the race was there. And the camel of that Bedouin actually defeated all the camels that were there, including Azba. Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in were disappointed and they got angry because it was the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the akhlaq of Huzur alayhi salam. And he's saying, why are you so sad? Sad on things of this dunya? Don't you know that this is the sunnah of Allah? Sometimes things go high, sometimes things go low. Allah takes something very high, gives him elevation and he is right on the top. Then sometimes Allah brings him down. So this is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your deen is always on top. Your deen is always on top. And he explained to the companion sahaba subhanallah. The goats of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One goat was Ajwa. Ajwa. Name of it was Ajwa. Sukya. Baraka. Zamzam. Ghaitha. Yumn. Waratha. Itlal. Itrab. Hamra. Hamra. These are the goats of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the names that were given to the goats that were with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now the horses of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Horses, a horse is an incredible creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wiping the face of one horse with his own kurta, with his own kurta. And this is in the Mu'atta Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, with his gown, with the kurta. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, your kurta, you're wiping the face. And he said, yes, I have been instructed by my Allah to do this, so this horse does not feel neglected. Horse, subhanallah, what a beautiful animal. What a beautiful animal. If I remember, it comes in the hadith, it says that every kind of a game is unlawful except for three. And from the three, one is also horse riding. One is horse riding. Number two is shooting an arrow. Shooting an arrow. And number three is the time you play and enjoy with your wife. The time you play and enjoy with your wife. These are the three things mentioned in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, one sahabi came and said, O Nabi of Allah, I am very fond of horses. I will be bored in Jannah if there's no horses. What did he say? I will be bored in Jannah if there are no horses. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam says, in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a horse that will fly. A horse that will, and which will have wings of light. And a horse that will fly. And said to him, it will take you around Jannah so you can see the different parts of Jannah. Subhanallah. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a horse of a mujahid, Allah gives the reward to a mujahid until that horse is alive. That is why it is important for the Muslims. Nowadays we haven't got horses. So what have we got instead? Tanks. Are mujahid. Cars. Ye bhi sab aise hi hai. ये कार लेकर आए मैं यहां टैंक की बात कर रहा हूं और हेलीकॉप्टर की बात कर रहा हूं और ऐसी लुक एट द फायर पावर ऑफ अमेरिका व्हाट इज इट द फायर पावर अपाचीज एंड दिस एंड दैट एंड द मिसाइल्स एंड यू सी व्हाट वाज हैपनिंग नाउ दे वांट टू टेस्ट आउट देयर मिसाइल्स इन सीरिया एंड सो इफ यू हैव अ लुक द अल्लाह नबी इज सेइंग दैट इन दैट टाइम इट वॉज द हॉर्स द कैमल व्हाट इज इट Feed it, make it strong, so that it can run, it does this, it does that. But now, it is different. What is it? The whole warfare system is very different. But no, we are told, take your tasbih. What is it? Take your tasbih and sit in the musalla and do Allah Allah. That is what we are told. So we have taken a tasbih and we are sitting on a musalla and we become Sufis and doing Allah Allah. So khair, this is not my topic. But anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved horses. And he said, the best horse is a black horse. What is it? A black horse with a white mark on the forehead. What is it? With a white mark on the forehead. Huzur alayhi salam said, I will recognize my ummah on the day of qiyamah, ghurram muhajjaleen, ghurram Muhajjir. There will be so many people, but my ummah will be such that on the day of Qiyamah, the face here and where your ankle is, that section will have noor. What is it? Noor. It will have light beaming out from here, here, here and there. And it is Gurra Muhajjalin. And I will say, bhai, look, that he's my ummati. He's my ummati. He's, call him. Farishto ko kahenge, quickly call him. I am here. Call him. He's my ummati. He's my ummati. Subhanallah. This is the honor that Allah Pak has given us, that we will be identified on the day of Qiyamah in this manner, with the noor. And this noor we are getting, why? Because of wudu and namaz. Because of wudu and namaz, when you put your head down, when you put your knees down, when your hands are down, it is because of this. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Very quickly, inshallah, the names of the horses of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I looked at also the meaning so that it benefits us. One name of the horse of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Saqab. What is it? Saqab. Saqab means the torrent or running water. What is it? Running water. And the reason why the name Saqab was given to him like running water is that this horse, the speed of it was such that it was like the running of water. What was it? It was like the running of water. It was a very fast, swift horse. Another horse Huzur alayhi salam owned was Murtajiz. What is it? Murtajiz is a horse that had a very beautiful voice and it would sing in a very beautiful manner. The neighing of a horse. What is it? The neighing of a horse. It had a very beautiful voice. So it's called Murtajiz. Lahif, another third horse, it's called Luhaif in some narrations. The one that drags, the one that drags, as in this Luhaif had a very beautiful long tail. You know, the beauty of a horse is also that very long. So it had a very long tail, so this would also drag. Very beautiful horse. Another name was Lizaz. Sometimes it was known as Lizar. Lizaz means the one that clings onto you very quickly. So in a race, Lizaz was so fast that if there was a horse in front, he would quickly catch that horse, cling onto him. And then Dharib. Dharib means a well-built small mountain. What is it? A small mountain. So the build of that horse was very beautiful. Ward. Ward means rose. Ward means rose. Very beautiful looking horse. Allah's Nabi named him Ward. Sabah. What does Sabah mean? To swim. Sabah means? So this horse was the swimmer because of his swift movement. Because of its swift movement. And Yasub was named after a tall bird, because of the height and the slenderness of this animal. It is recorded that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into contact in his lifetime with 15 horses. How many horses? 15 horses. And there is also the swords of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I think we end here. And just to touch on the topic, that one of the names of Huzur alayhi salam, Muhammad Ahmed. And did we touch on any other name after that? No, we just talked about Muhammad and Ahmed. So after that, there is another name that is given a title, Mahi. What is the title? Mahi. Mahi means, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has sent me and I am a Mahi. And Mahi means that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through him, kufr will be erased. Through him, kufr will be erased. And through him, Iman and Islam will come into existence. So if you look into the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was corruption and kufr in every area. It was the time of complete darkness. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, north, south, east, west, everywhere, Islam spread very, very quickly. And so, Allah's Nabi, one of the name is Mahi. Mahi means to erase. What is it? Erase. So, kufr is erased by the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Islam instead is given. Inshallah, in our next session, I will also talk about some of the swords that were given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his own swords and the names and the sizes, so that inshallah we can understand the lifestyle and the seerah of Huzur alayhi salam. Just for a few minutes, inshallah, if you can close your eyes and let us cleanse the heart and do muraqabah, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.